sir.
Look, I'm really well, Nick. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, look, it's always a pleasure to talk to you about food, but normally we're not talking about food fighting. What is going on with Food Fight? Tell me about it.
I have to say that's the best summary I've heard of. I've really struggled to put into words exactly what people can expect tonight, and you just nailed it. So if you wouldn't mind following me around for the next 12 hours or so and helping answer that question.
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's what I'm here for.
Look, essentially, exactly as you said, we've collected some pretty incredible people in Miff Warhurst, Alex Dyson, Dr. Carl, and Craig Rucastle from the Chaser, who also happens to be a co-owner of Giant Dwarf, venue where the event is taking place. So we do need to, on some level, be on our best behavior, I think. And yeah, look, we've set them the challenge individually to interpret the idea of a self-portrait on a plate. And that can mean a whole lot of things to a whole different people. You know, that could be anything from something that your mother used to cook when you were younger, you know, that is in some way descriptive of who you are or you feel was formative, or it could be the first thing you ever cooked on a date that was a disaster that informed your dating rituals from that point on, or it could be as simple as the old, you know, spaghetti for hair and cherry tomatoes for eyes on a plate. So it's up to the guests how they want to interpret the brief. They cook one at a time and help each other out as well. So, you know, if someone needs a hand with someone else rolling up their sleeves and chopping up some garlic, then that's great. And then the audience gets to vote on who best fulfilled that brief.
It sounds like somewhere between Ready, Steady, Cook and Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Absolutely. That's a really good description as well. That's part of the tricky thing for me, I guess, in hosting it is trying to facilitate as much creativity and I guess madness as possible, but just obviously not being able to foresee on any level what's going to happen, how it's going to go, and what's going to come out of it. So I'm going to be on stage as amused by it as everybody else.
Now, what kind of equipment are people cooking with? Because I've just got this theory that Dr. Carl's going to be a heavy molecular gastronomist. I mean, has he got a bit of liquid nitrogen to play with? Can I expect some foams?
Disappointingly not. What's actually really wonderful about Dr. Carl is you know, he's just such a beloved identity in Australia, and you know, you would be hard pressed to find somebody that didn't just absolutely adore that human. And he rather than going down the route of cooking something scientific and I guess sticking to that part of his identity that we all know, he's cooking something that's really, really personal to him, that his mother used to cook. It's a really simple dish, but it really speaks to his heritage. So I'm actually more excited about that than I would be about him with some beakers and foaming cauldrons. But having said that, I'm also really excited about having him around while the others are cooking, just to be able to bounce the occasional food science question off him. And if anyone's coming along tonight, there will definitely be tickets available at the door, so please do. Anyone who's coming along, we will have some opportunities to throw some questions to Dr. Carl. People have their own food questions. Of course, you can throw questions to Miff as well, and Alex and Craig as well, but they're less likely to be helpful on the scientific front, I think.
Now, you don't know that. That's a big claim. They could be secretly Richard Blaise fans tucked away somewhere. You don't know this.
No, I don't at all. It's a generalization, and as in everyday life, I look forward to be proven wrong.
Nick. Now, people in the audience or people following along, because I imagine you're going to do quite a lot with social media, if people are in the audience, should they be wearing like clothing that's non-stain, just in case?
I don't know that we will literally go down the food fight route. I can't guarantee anything. You probably don't want to wear a brand new white t-shirt, but I will be in a lot of trouble with the venue if things actually do get violent. What we will be doing with the audience, though, is... we have the amazing Eve Beauregard on board. She'll be helping out with some live tweeting. So there'll be a hashtag food fight, which people in the audience actually, you know, will be encouraged to be sitting on their phones through the event and tweeting in. And that will be how questions will be thrown from the audience to the stage. And as with the food fight that we ran in Melbourne at the end of last year as part of PAX, which was a huge success, the social media component of that, the live tweeting, actually... you know, really affected a lot of what was happening on stage. So we're really leaning into that tonight as well.
Well, I'm sure between you and Eve, you'll be serving up something very, very delicious for the audience. It's all happening from 8 p.m. tonight at Giant Dwarf in Redfern, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Giant Dwarf, the Giant Dwarf website, giantdwarf.com.au, has the address and the time. Doors open at 7:30. Tickets available at the door. And yeah, grab a drink at the bar before, after, and during.
All right, Tristan, thank you very much. Good luck tonight.
Thanks so much, Nick. Have a wonderful day.